America weekend.
I've got you under my skin.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
So last night we're trying to get stuff together for the show, and all of a sudden I get an email from Christina. It's like, what's this? I am so into pet peeves. I have so many pet peeves of my own. And she found from a website called dumb.com an interminable list, a 5-page list of pet peeves.
Yep.
So why did this strike you so strongly?
Because I feel like I'm a little bit of a freak when it comes to like stupid things that annoy me.
Yeah. So what's your biggest pet peeve? We might as well start with that. What bothers you more than anything?
When someone is eating and they're not aware of food that's like on their mouth.
Now, do you tell them?
Yes. Or if there's something in their teeth, that I'll always be like, because I don't want someone letting me walk around with something stuck in my teeth. But when I'm eating, I'm always very conscious to use a napkin right away, like if I'm eating something.
I've noticed that.
Someone who is eating and isn't aware that there's food stuck on the side of their mouth bothers me so much. And I think it's because it grosses me out a little bit.
Really?
I used to be on a radio station that had an event where they had a competition for who would make the best chicken, like buffalo wings.
Okay.
And I remember a listener came up to me and he had sauce all over him. And
Christina, stop.
Put my hand up and I said,
really?
Stop. Wipe your mouth and then we can talk.
And what was the reaction from
He was like, oh, ha, ha, ha. And he didn't get offended, but I was offended. Pet
Object
peeve.
Lesson to the listening nation. Whenever you walk up to Christina Stoffo, make sure you have wiped your mouth first. And you know, it's funny you do say this. You and I were having lunch, this is several months ago now, in Rockefeller Center. You're eating a salad. You had a fork in one hand and a napkin in the other.
It's just because
you walk the walk.
Because I know how I feel when someone else isn't doing that.
See? All right. So this is a list of pet peeves from dumb.com.
Yeah.
First one, people who ask, can I ask you a question?
No.
Say no.
Move on.
And they just end the conversation right there and see what they say. I have a question for you.
Oh, do you?
Yes. Then
just ask the question. I think it's one of those things where you just say and you don't realize what you're saying. Kind of like, oh, here's one that kind of goes in the same category when you're approaching someone and, oh, how you doing? You expect someone to just be like, oh, okay. You don't expect someone to be like, oh, I had a really bad day. And you and I know someone like that.
Yeah, we do. And that person popped into my head as soon as you said
that. Okay. Oh. And they go into this big, long, depressing story. And it's like, dude, I didn't really want to know.
I don't know if I can do my job today. Yeah, we both know somebody
Stop
like that.
It.
How about when people slurp their soup? That just goes back to the whole eating etiquette thing.
The eating etiquette thing. You know, my roommate in college was a marketing business major, and she actually took a course on how to properly present yourself at a meeting, like at a lunch meeting.
Wow.
And there's a proper way to spoon up soup. Like, you know how if you have the bowl in front of you, you have your spoon in your hand, you don't do it towards you. You do it away from you so that if something spills, it spills away from you, not towards you.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
You avoid soup spillage.
Yep.
I have lost a couple of really nice shirts because of soup spillage. Village.
Yeah.
You've just changed my life.
Education.
That's why you're perfect for the show. This is one I don't really know if it happens as much anymore. People who talk on their cell phone at the movies.
I haven't really been to the movies lately, but
the few times I've been there recently, they make such a big deal. Silence your phones, do this. Because it's such an understood social contract. You don't talk on the phone while you're in the movies, because a lot of people would get mad, and you don't know who you're sitting next to. Some guy might take a swing at you. I don't know.
The last movie that I went to see in the movie theater was Planet of the Apes, the last Planet of the Apes movie that came out. And we're sitting there, we're kind of in the middle, and there was a guy who was sitting alone in the front, and then a couple sitting kind of across the row. The guy was talking on his phone, I swear. The guy was talking on his phone.
Uh-oh.
And the guy who was sitting alone eventually got so mad that he stood up and turned to the guy and said, why don't you bring your crying baby next time?
Wow.
I was like,
see, now that's not good, because now you're creating this massive, and then everybody's going to take out their phones
because
they want to record it and put it on YouTube.
Exactly, because we all know that's the way of society.
That's the way
now.
It's going. How about this one? Yeah. When you ask two questions in your text message and the person answers only the second
one. That annoys me.
Because you don't know if they got the whole text.
That annoys me. Or when I don't like it when people don't respond to a text message. Because these days, you know, everyone's looking at their phone constantly. The only way I'm not answering a text message is if I'm in the shower or I'm sleeping.
Or if you don't see it till the next day.
Well, no, I always see it. I always have my phone with me.
Personal experience. I texted you 2 days ago at 11 o'clock in the morning. I got a response yesterday at 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, that's because I worked a double shift.
Yes.
And I was at a wedding.
On Monday? You weren't on a wedding.
I saw the pictures. I had a wedding Sunday night.
Oh,
I did
Sunday
TV
night.
Monday morning.
Really?
Napped and then had radio.
Oh, okay.
So that's why.
So I must have texted when the phone...
It was a dire circumstance.
Oh, okay. I texted while she was getting the nap in. Okay. Anyway, here's a good one. People who stop... See, she didn't know I was going to pull a personal one on
so
her there.
Funny.
People who stop at the top or bottom of an escalator.
That's just rude.
That is, and it's quite dangerous.
It's rude. And
take
it
from
dangerous.
Somebody who has fallen down an escalator.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Which is not fun.
Ouch.
People that don't know proper escalator etiquette are huge dangers
that,
out there.
That just goes back to being aware of the space around you.
Yes. Right.
You know?
And that you're not the only person in the world.
You're not the only person standing there. Can I bring it back to another one of mine?
Of course.
Asking obvious questions. Like, yes. Okay, there was, in another life, I had a situation where there was a fill-in DJ, and
yeah.
I would call in and give a report. This girl would be like, we have 30 seconds to live, or we can tape if you want. Well, obviously we can't tape the report if it's 30 seconds to live.
It'd be the world's quickest and shortest report.
Or I had a doctor's appointment at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Someone goes, oh, so I guess you're not doing radio then?
No.
Well, obviously not if the doctor's appointment's at 3.
Unless the doctor practices at a studio.
And my shift starts at 3.
So, well, that's...
Obvious questions.
Captain
like,
Obvious.
Stop it.
Yes. I'm being operated on Tuesday. Oh, so I guess we're not going to lunch on Wednesday.
I guess we're not going to lunch?
I guess not.
No.
See, that is a very good personal one. People abbreviating words when they speak.
Okay.
I don't really run into this that often.
I have something that's kind of along that. It's not an abbreviation of a word. It's an abbreviation of a phrase.
What, like?
Thanks much. Well, I hate it when people...
Yes.
Why can't you just say thank you or thank you so much?
Thanks much.
I get irritated.
Much appreciated.
Even thinking about it.
Really? It's amazing that I'm learning so much about you. Certain things just kind of just get under your nail and really start to get at you.
I can't stand it.
I am going to... See, I may actually use you now as a test case. Maybe I'll just try to annoy you and see just what things really get you and what things don't.
Thanks much.
Now I know. chewing gum left on the sidewalk.
Whatever.
Oh, please.
We grew up in New York.
People putting their feet out of car windows.
That is just dangerous. I was on an off ramp getting off the highway. There's a light at the end of the ramp.
Yeah.
I turn over. There's a girl who's driving a truck, a Jeep or something, and she's lounging. She has her leg out, and her foot was resting on the side view mirror. And I'm thinking to myself,
it just doesn't look good either.
It doesn't. But I'm thinking to myself, what if she had to make a sudden motion, or she almost got into an accident, or someone cut her off?
Good point.
How do you? It's just you're in an awkward position. How do you properly adjust anything in the car?
You won't appreciate your toes until you lose them. That's exactly true.
Like, stop it. You're driving.
How about this? And this one, people who don't cover their mouths while sneezing or coughing. Now, I have an addendum to this one.
Okay.
All right. I'm in a studio, okay? And it all gets back to what we do. Because,
it's a Petri dish.
Folks, the show is about us. But anyway, it is a Petri dish in a studio. I know someone who will open the door and exhale as they come in to say hello. So the hello will be... one of those deals, okay? Then they will tell you that they woke up with a 102.1 fever, that they felt terrible since Tuesday, that they've been in their bathroom for the last 4 hours,
outbreak
and now
monkey.
That they are beginning to cough. They come right up to you, and they have to have the 6-inch conversation from your face. Well, thank you. Not only have you alerted me to your illness, you have now given me your illness.
Yeah.
And this tiny little boxy studio thing, and it is the Petri dish.
It is a peach.
And I've told people, then get out.
It's not even an exaggeration. Like, everyone's talking to the microphone, picking up the phone, using, you know, the mouse for...
Yes.
Communal headphones.
Oh.
If I can avoid them, I do. And there's no ventilation, hardly, in the studio.
No.
There's rarely
working
a window.
Working in broadcasting
or anything,
is drudgery sometimes,
yeah.
Folks. It's not as glamorous.
No.
You think right now, because this is an audio show, that she's in a gown and I'm in a tux.
No.
Far
nope.
from it. We're in a lovely studio. It's 98 degrees, but we're in a lovely studio right now.
We are in a very
right
lovely
now.
Studio. Yes. At least the studio has windows.
That's true.
People
what?
Who fish for compliments. Hey. We also know someone who does that. Like, oh, I forgot to tell you about this bad situation. And I'm just like,
yes. You know, the funny thing is, when she starts to make these references, I know in a second, not even a second, a millisecond, whom it is she's talking about. We are so in tune now with these things. We get it and we understand it. So, wow. Anyway.
Amazing, isn't
it? Yes. Pet peeves. We all have them. And we all got to deal with
people,
them.
People who put their personal stuff on Facebook.
I can't turn her off.
People who put their personal stuff on Facebook. Yes. Or the Facebook post, having a really bad day.
There's the image again.
Or
yes.
Oh, life, it's just so hard.
How about this one? I don't know if I'm going to be able to do my job today.
Oh, come on.
Because I'm having a really, really bad day.
Talk about fishing for attention.
And you know what gets me? Somebody like that will then get the obligatory, but we love you so much. It'll be a great day.
But that's what they're looking for.
Hugs and kisses.
That's why that
dream
is the
of puppies.
Complete opposite of what you're going to get from me.
You're filled with love. Hang in there.
Block.
So you get to the point.
Doom and gloom.
Enough is enough. See, we don't bring doom and gloom. We bring happiness and ways to eliminate the doom and gloom. Stay with us. More fun to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoppo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harris with you. Did you know that Teflon-coated and other non-stick cookware are believed to be toxic to humans? The Environmental Working Group found that in the 2 to 5 minutes that Teflon pans are heated on a stove, the coating breaks apart and releases at least 6 toxic gases, including 2 carcinogens. The lungs of exposed birds have been known to hemorrhage and fill up with fluid, leading to suffocation, according to Natural News. For us, it's called polymer fume fever and is said to be a temporary flu-like symptom. Additionally, when Teflon pans get scratched during cooking, small amounts of Teflon and leached aluminum adhere to food and become ingested. So how serious is this? Well, in a 2006 Johns Hopkins Medical Center test, these chemicals were present in the umbilical cord blood of 99% of the 300 infants tested. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Stated simply, money only comes from 2 sources. First, you can trade time for money.
For many people, this is the only source of money. Unfortunately, they never get ahead.
And they will be destined to scrape by once they are unable to trade time for a paycheck.
Second, you can make money from your money. Instead of working for money, put money to work for you.
It's how most wealthy people got rich. How do you get started?
Understand this idea. What you make matters much less than what you keep. You can't always control your earnings. However, you are in full control of your spending.
The key to getting started on the road to riches is saving money month after month. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.